Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, February 23rd, 2016, and welcome to another edition of Smirnoff Live. I'm your boy, Rob Smirnoff Puzzle, and as always, my co-host, Mr. CJ Glipman. Let me get him on the line. CJ, how's it going tonight?
I'm okay. Just I woke up. Going to be one of those nights.
You want to get into just the American way?
Yeah, let's get into it.
So the latest episode of Supergirl had a lot more action, some twists and turns. Max Lord actually got released from the DEO's custody. And then they started an investigation, and James was trying to Jimmy Olsen was trying to buy his way out of the whole ordeal, you know, with Lucy Lane. Well, it's only sister for those of you who don't know.
That's what really got me. Let me tell you something. Loose lips sink ships. Okay. Sorry. You know, we don't know how, you know, Kara doesn't know how close you are with Lucy, you know. Yeah, you guys are boyfriend and girlfriend. Are you going to marry the girl? Are you going to put a wedding ring on that finger?
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry, dude, and I've had issues with this. I've had issues with friendships in this when a new girl comes in. All of a sudden, that new girl's part of shit that wouldn't usually be. And it's like, okay, I understand she's your girlfriend or your boyfriend, whatever the case may be, but he or she better not get involved in our stuff. Whether it's company stuff or personal stuff. You know what I mean? And it's like, okay, so I understand James doesn't want to lie, but man up, James. Like your girlfriend. Yeah. Doesn't matter. You know, you don't need to tell your girlfriend everything. Learn how to be a better liar.
Yeah.
Guys that can't lie to their girlfriends, I lose a little respect for her. You gotta learn how to. You can't. Oh, I don't want to lie to her. Dude, you know what, dude? You think she's telling you the truth about everything?
I tell my male friends this.
If it were the other way around, whether it's them wanting to break up with their girlfriend or anything like that, if it were the other way around, she would not hesitate. So how much do you really think Lucy... Do you think Lucy Lane's really not lying to Jimmy or James?
Wouldn't this be a twist if Lucy Lane was in a affair with, like, say, Max Lord or some shit?
I believe, because the Army's contracted. Think about this, dude. The Army is always contracted by big companies, so it wouldn't be surprised if Lucy Lane was contracted and maybe started dating Max Lord.
That would be a huge twist to the show, and I could see that being dragged on into season 2. And, you know, season one has been really good, man.
I say 99% of it's been very good. There's, you know, you can never hit a home run every time. Trust me on that.
Yeah.
But it's done. It's been consistent enough to enjoy. And the crossover is getting closer. Now, as for the jailer, what's his name, the jailer?
Yeah, the jailer that was basically RoboCop on steroids and flying around and chopping motherfuckers
in his office. Space RoboCop. Yeah, I thought that was interesting. At first, when I saw the preview about, I thought that was Zoom from The Flash. I'm like, is that? Are they doing the crossover? Oh, okay, never mind. But I thought that was a great character. I thought that was a good character thing. I thought the action was really solid.
Yeah, I mean, she got caught in those chains and then used. I keep forgetting. I want to say laser beam, but fucking, what's it called for the? Remember, she got caught in the chain. Heat vision. Yeah, she just fucking busted up. She just beamed her way out of that. I'm sorry, but Melissa Benoist just looks so sexy in that fucking Supergirl outfit.
Oh, dude,
man.
People are saying that that Helen Slater is hotter. I'm like, what?
That is a hard one to call, man.
I'm sorry, no. I Helen Slater was beautiful in her youth. She was young, yeah. But is she hotter? No. They hired a hotter chick to play Supergirl. We have a hotter Supergirl now. I'm sorry. I might even add cute on top of that. Hotter and cute at the same time. Sexy and cute. It's hard to pull off that dichotomy.
And plus, she's a better actress. Melissa Benoist is.
Yeah.
And they're like, people often forget that Helen Slater was doing just some, you know, my understanding, that was her first major role in any motion picture.
If you're a Helen Slater fan, and there's a lot of them out there, the biggest role you're going to think of, there's two big roles. There's Supergirl, and then there's Billie Jean.
And, I mean, she didn't do bad in the Supergirl movie from 1984. But it wasn't.
You can't compare the two. It's apples and oranges compared to the effects. I mean, we're watching. Think about this. TV effects have traditionally been bad the last 20 years. They have gotten good the last 15. I mean, you can have a movie quality effects on TV now. That's what I'm saying. And you can't compare. I mean, there's. I mean, if you watch the old Supergirl stuff, you can see the rear projection. You can see the bad, you know, green or blue screens, you know.
Well, back to the episode. The first fucking scene where they're basically burying a funeral for fucking Astra and fucking Non tells Supergirl that the next cast is going to be for you. And then they just fly off. I was kind of like, dude, I would have like tried to kill his ass right then and there. Be like, fuck
well,
you.
Well, here's why. Here's why, dude. Here's why. It's a warrior's respect thing, you know. You know, Superman would do the same thing. By the way, this is one issue that is not it's very hard. All this stuff is happening to Kira. Or Kara, why, you know, it's hard to buy into all that when Superman's not involved, because that's Superman's family, too.
Yeah, it's kind of like, they threw a lot of shit on her in this episode, man. She's like,
they even say, I thought people wore masks in the other city. I thought, you know, being Gotham City. She did a Gotham City reference, you know. My thing is this, I love the show. Yes, there have been a few episodes I did not like, but mostly I've enjoyed them. I live tweeted during the episode last night, Glickmark Pro, and, you know, interacted. my thing is this. There's still that one, that piece of me is like, well, this is Superman's family too. I understand this is a different universe. I understand that. I understand we can't get Henry Cavill. I also understand we're not going to get Tom Welling. But we're going to have a Flash crossover, dude. Remember, did you see those photos I shared?
Yeah.
You know, so we're getting that. So if we're getting that, I mean, why can't we get a Superman on there? Because are they still trying to be the illusion that we're, you know? Yeah, I don't think, like I said, the episode was solid. The episode was solid. I give it an 8 out of 10.
What about Cat Grant's new assistant?
She there's an ulterior motive there. I think there's more to her than what we're getting.
Laura Vander Rood, or whatever her name is, the one that played Kara on Smallville. She's supposed to be playing another. She's supposed to be coming up in the upcoming episode.
Dude.
I don't know if you heard about that or not, but yeah.
Yeah, I did. I forgot, but I did. My thing is this. Kara's not doing any work. So, of course, you're going to get a new assistant. And now it's getting, that part I'll say is getting ridiculous. Either Kara tells Kat or quits. Because she's not there half the time now. It's getting weird. You know, it's lining on that sitcom-y feel. You know what I mean?
Well,
look, she came back. And she said, and then her new personal assistant said, Kat's new personal assistant, well, I did all your work again. And it's like, this is an everyday thing. Then, you know, it's getting kind of sitcom-y now. I mean, we already did two psych outs with Martian Manhunter as Kara. I'm just saying stuff like that. They got to either embrace the camp, sitcom camp, or they got to curtail that. Because I mean, this is the Burton Landing universe, so they gotta, because they're gonna be including the Flash now. The Flash is a fun show; they're gonna be including all that. So you know what I mean? They gotta either embrace the camp or they gotta make it serious. You know what I mean? So, like I said, I thought that was interesting. We met all the other prisoners from that from Krypton. I didn't realize there were more people from Krypton on the planet Earth.
Yeah, I didn't either. I mean, it kind of makes you want to, like...
I thought Superman. We all thought Superman was the only Kryptonian.
Man, they got Kryptonians all over the fucking place, man. And, I mean, that jailer was a bad motherfucker, dude. I mean, he's probably... one of the stronger opponents that, you know, Kara's had as Supergirl since the series came out.
I'm wondering, because, see, here's the thing. Supergirl does not have her own rogues gallery, so we're going to be getting more Superman stuff. I'm wondering now, I saw the pictures. The pictures looked like something, those two characters with the skeleton thing. Now, as somebody guessing looking in and as a comic fan, they look like a character from Earth One, Superman, that's from Kryptonian, Krypton. They look like that. Now, I could be totally off, whatever. But I'm hoping, now, this could be a secret, because one of the things in the Flash that we saw was when they went through the portal to go to Earth 2. One of the things that we saw was Kara. in the episode, you saw a little flash of Kira flying. So that's a different world, dude. That's a different, that, you know, because in the alternate universe on the comics, Kira is Power Girl. But so I'm wondering if Zoom is going to be making his way into what's it called? What's the city called that Kira's in? The Supergirl's in?
Do what?
Do you know what this is called? I forget.
I don't know.
We'll find out right now. I forget. But my thing is, I think Zoom, I don't know if they're probably keeping the secret. I'm hoping Zoom makes an appearance. I hope that's the reason why they decide to go there. National City, it's called. National City.
Oh, yeah.
Here,
National
two,
City.
The Flash Supergirl will be battling in TV crossover. Oh. I thought that also, like I said, the James not lying to his girlfriend situation, him trying to get, he wouldn't, what I'm saying is this, he wouldn't make Superman do that.
He wouldn't.
So why is he doing that to Kara? And this is me saying that. I mean, come on, this is me, you know, because I'm all for equality. I'm not trying to come from, you know, me, I'm anti-feminist. But even I'm like, come on, what happened? Why is it okay for him to tell his girlfriend about Kara, but not Clark? Oh, shoot. We are getting Frost. Never mind. We're getting Livewire. We're getting Silver Banshee and Livewire.
Oh, okay.
Crap. Whoa. Two
female
villains.
Yeah, who would have ever thought, man? They're blowing their load on this season one.
Well, they blew their load on season one of Flash and then reloaded it again. I think they had, like, you know, Gatorade or something, because they reloaded, because season two of Flash has been freaking fantastic. And this is a crossover, season one. Because they Flash has crossovers all with the Arrow. So, dude, the Flash and Supergirl have the most most in common with their tone of show.
I can't wait for the crossover. The crossover is going to be awesome. I can't wait for it.
Yeah, I mean, holy moly. I mean, I honestly, you know, I know this sounds weird, but I think Grant Gustin and Melissa Benoist should date. I mean, I think they would be a really cute couple. I'm looking at them right now. And if they're not going to date in real life, they should be a couple in the shows. That would be really good. Because I'm looking at them together. I'm like, it's like, who would have thought that would be a good fit?
Yeah, I know. How much longer do you think Alex is going to, you know, keep the secret that she actually killed Astra? Or do you think
I mean, Martian Manhunter is willing to let Kira hate her, but you know, Alice is like, she's feeling guilty. Honestly, Alice shouldn't feel guilty. That's what I don't get. It's like I said, she shouldn't feel guilty when she was trying to help fucking, pardon my French, Martian Manhunter.
Hey, dude, this is a rated R show. Actually, we've actually toned down on the profanity. I'm actually surprised. We got about 2 minutes left, man. I mean, we've pretty much gone through and massaged the entire episode. We have a special guest with us tonight. Remember Lynn the other night that was on?
Yeah.
Well, she's here with me. Woo! Ric Flair about to go on Space Mountain, baby. Woo!
Crazy.
Say hello to the Other Nation.
Hello, Other
yes,
Nation.
Yes, we just had a very geeky conversation. So you had to bring the female on.
Nerd talk.
She's pretty cute, man.
Had a very geeky conversation, and you had to bring the female on. You had to bring on the female, because it's like...
Just because you got a cute face and beautiful eyes does not mean give you the right. This is my show. Anything goes. And you just had the nerve to ask me who Supergirl is. I thought I already explained this to you.
Hey, this is now turning into a Big Bang Theory.
Oh my God, dude, she just compared Supergirl to Wonder Woman.
Dude, she's a normie. It's okay, she's a normie.
Well, there are similarities. I mean, Wonder Woman can fly, right? I don't think Gadget.
Wonder Woman is in some stories. Wonder Woman is birthed out of clay.
Oh yeah, because Zeus is her father, and you know I did a little research on it. You know more about it than I do.
There is a fantastic animated Wonder Woman movie that did not sell well, but after a few years, made its money back on DVD sales. A fantastic animated movie. I'll even send it to you for you two to watch if you don't have it. I'll send it to you through a private link.
Yes, sir.
It's perfect for a woman to watch too.
Yeah, because there's just a lot of talk about. Do you want to do the after party or?
Yeah, we can do the after party. Okay, but I'm still looking forward to Batman versus Superman. I'm still looking forward to Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah. It's just going
I can't wait for the Wonder Woman movie, dude. Oh, my God. I saw the trailer, dude. It's like the comics, man. I know it's not going to be up until 2017, but it's like the comics.
I've got a big announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, Other Nation, and all of the Clipman Mark Pro. Lynn has agreed to be my baby's mama. Nah, I'm bullshit.
I'm kidding.
Now, don't forget, I had a tooth pulled on Friday. I'm still inebriated.
Yeah. Have you fed her?
I can't get no booty for a while, man.
I noticed you left certain groups, by the way. I noticed that.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to be added to our DC Comics for Life group?
I don't think she wants to be added.
Yeah, we've been getting some people, man.
I got moderators. I've been way too busy.
The Flash. The Arrow. I was telling her about some of the DC comic people, and I told her you're the expert.
I'm not an expert. I'm just a fan. I'm not an expert.
You are the fucking expert on DC comics.
There are people that are way expert that have been even reading longer than me. There are people, don't ever say I'm an, no. I am a fan who really enjoys it. That's what I am. I'm a fan who embraces it. Ooh, she's online. Nice. My broker is online. That's very awesome. I'm hoping in the next 24 hours, there will be more stuff blowing up with my company. I'm brokering that happening. I got my press agent, so that's going to be happening, hopefully. So, as for DC Comics, I haven't been able to read in a few weeks. There are a lot more things I need to read. You know, there are a lot more things on my reading list. So, I'm no expert. Now, Rob.
Yo.
If you want an expert on, we'll bring one on.
Okay, we can do that on the next edition of Smitoff Live.
Yeah, we can do that. We can bring on an expert, you know, somebody that, you know, really might not have a, you know, someone that's really, you know, you're talking about the type.
Send that to me. Not to interrupt you, but Lynn just showed me a picture of a big girl Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that a dozen times.
That is an insult to a icon. You know, what's her name? Gal Gadot?
Mm.
The new Wonder Woman?
Gal Gadot, yeah, I think.
I hope she does justice, man. Because
I've seen the teasers with her own movie. She's getting her own Wonder Woman movie. I've seen the teasers, dude. All the haters can eat a dick. Seriously, she's beautiful. She's both tough and beautiful, and she's got a nice rack. Which people were saying she didn't have a big rack. She's got a big rack. She showed it off.
Well, I mean, the verdict's still out for me. I mean, she did a good job in the trailer. I saw the trailer myself. But at the end of the day, there's only one. In my humble opinion, there's only one true Wonder Woman, Carter.
Well, I have the series on DVD, and I, you know... Part of me, you know, will always love Linda Carter. She's the reason why I like girls. Okay, she's the reason why I'm straight. Simple as that. When I was a kid, I'd be watching Wonder Woman and watching the Chickle. Okay, she's the reason why I'm straight. Okay, she definitely. I mean, she was my very first crush, even when I was a kid. Now, keep in mind, I wasn't alive in the 70s or 80s. I mean, I was born in the 80s, but when I was a kid in the early 90s, watching Wonder Woman and seeing Linda Carter commercials, you know, and those beautiful eyes of hers. I mean, seriously, there's some women that, there's some people, you know, people in general, there's that beauty, you know, you just like, whoa. I don't think they could top Linda Carter's beauty.
Oh, yeah,
if you look at her, even as her Wonder Woman, her eyes look like there's something behind there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, man. That's just... Yeah, well, let's do the after party, you know. Just, we got about 15, 20 minutes.
Follow us on Instagram. Follow my company Instagram, GlickMarkPro. We're filling that up. I'm going to be having my broker build that up.
Facebook.com/GokuJackson, the official site of Rob Smirnoff Puzzle. And I like women's butt. Now Walter, on the other hand, I'll leave him alone.
Oh, my God. I'm looking. I thought you were talking about a real woman as the chunky.
Yeah,
oh,
Lynn,
God.
Lynn actually sent that to me.
I thought you were talking about a real woman, not a car. Okay. I have not seen that. I remember one time, I remember back when I was making videos for Wrestling Soup. I came across a Tinkerbell, a Tinkerbell character drawing that looked just like Tink.
Hey, let's get Lynn on the conversation and on the after party. Lynn, what do you want to talk about?
What are we talking about?
Anything. We're done talking about Supergirl and boring you with DC Comics.
I don't know.
Speak up.
What are we going to talk about?
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Let's talk about you and me.
Okay. She wants daddy's dick.
I forwarded
it to me. I'll send it to Mr. Goodman. She's going to afford me a tattoo or design for a tattoo, and I'll send it to you and get your thoughts on it. How's that?
All right. Just get a tattoo, dude. And I'll get a pic of you, dude.
I have three of them. Have I ever showed you my tattoos, dude?
No. Where are they?
No, they're on my arms, dude.
Okay, good. I don't need any weird photos. I already
fuck that shit. There ain't no way. She said that I have a tattoo on my dick that says Big Rob, and that's bullshit. Dude, you know, speaking of which, I've heard of guys getting their dick pierced, and
okay. It's called a Prince Albert.
It is. And then you can do it all the way up the shaft.
Fuck that shit.
That's where Prince Albert got his name, the character.
The only thing that hurts is when one of the balls comes off.
Oh, but okay. That's
okay.
Enough.
Not the same
thing. Oh, God.
You are a sexual devious freak here.
I'm a Scorpio. What do you expect?
She wants the booty.
She wants your booty?
I'm on the booty.
In 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, on Smirnoff Live, this is going to be a live Rob Smirnoff of the sex session. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God.
I'll do that shit. I don't give a damn. Because I like, what are you doing? Well,
these are ones I've already deleted. I'm just deleting them. Because of space on my phone. You know, I have an iPhone. We don't have SIM card, memory card.
That's right.
I
have an iPhone as well.
iPhone sucks. I have an Android. If you're going to get any other kind of phone, can't wait. It's coming out soon. Galaxy S7. They're bringing back the micro SD card because the S6 and the S6 Edge and the Edge Plus, you can't even take the battery off. They don't even have a fucking SD card slot, dude.
I'm going to be getting the iPhone 6.
I love my iPhone. Go back to the Let me see.
What are you guys doing?
I am. Let me see. Come back. I'm looking at something very, very nice. No. I've already seen those. I want to see the other one.
You see me too.
Go back. No, don't.
Believe
it. I'm going to have to recover them, motherfuckers.
Nope.
I saw something I just wanted to eat. We'll just say that. This is probably the most sexual episode of Smirnoff 5. I'm not going to... I'll tell you off the air. You still there?
Nope.
Well,
Hey, Blaine, do you want to say anything else, or should I end the show now?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Smirnoff Live. It's gone completely berserk on a sexual tip for Tuesday, February 23rd, 2016. I am Rob Smirnoff Puzzle. This has been your review of Truth, Justice, and the American Way, Supergirl, Sex, No Drugs, Straight Edge, to a point, and sex and booty, and Supergirl sex with Wonder Woman and Superman take a turn or something. Well, anyway, I want to end the show now. I have to attend to other guests right now and ruin some booty. So thank you and good night.